Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
In London, the WHO says only severely ill people, though, should be tested for the new virus. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we do not run from medical propaganda. We run at it and run over it. Because the medical propaganda coming your way through the mainstream, polluted, toxic, pharmaceutically conflicted media is willing to do you in with the drugs that they want you to be on, the vaccines that you want to be injected. No, you don't want to be injected with them, but they want you to be injected with them. But not here, not now, not ever, not on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Welcome, my friends. RobertScottBell.com for all of the links. Rocking good show. Eighth anniversary show? Eighth anniversary for what? I thought, Robert, you've been on since 1999. Oh, well, yes, that's true. But, no, eight years since not a doc, Christopher Barr, discovered the Robert Scott Bell Show and added some whole food nutrition, some, a lot, of food-grown nutrients to this program. And we love him dearly and respect him immensely. And we're going to talk about what happened 8 years ago today to get us all together and to ramp this thing up for health, freedom, and liberty like nowhere else in media. Chris Barr will be joining me shortly. Also, next hour, I'm going to give you the preview already. Why? Because we got a big celebrity on board. Not that we're impressed with celebrity, but I am impressed with those who speak out factually and truthfully at the risk of their own careers about something that matters a whole hell of a lot, and that is your freedom to exempt yourself and your children from vaccination. AB 2109, another deranged lunatic legislation in California. Moving on up. Thank you, you dummy Democrats in California. Yes, it's true. You're the ones that put together this legislation that Governor Moonbeam Brown signed in to say, hey, a 12-year-old can acknowledge the risks associated with the what shot? The shot for, did you say, yes? Yes, the human papillomavirus, Gardasil, and cervix. A 12-year-old can meet with a doctor. And mom and dad, you don't need to be there. Yeah, they can figure this thing out. And when your child comes home with a mysterious fever, an ailment, and maybe even dies or gets paralyzed, you're not even going to know what the hell happened because your doctor said, hey, I talked to your kid. Your 12-year-old is smart enough. She's smart enough. She can accept that. That didn't come from Republicans. That came from Democrats. Now, this is not a show where we somehow say, well, Republicans good, Democrats bad. No, I'm just pointing out the idiocracy, the insanity of what it all is out there on the left coast in California. And this is what we got going on. But Rob Schneider is going to be with me next hour. Rob Schneider, you know him from Saturday Night Live. You know him from all those wonderful movies he's done. Well, it's wonderful. They're funny anyway. I laughed my aspirin off. And don't mess with the Zohan. We'll talk with Rob Schneider about it. He's standing up for parental rights to exempt yourself and your kids from vaccines without having to get a doctor's permission slip. You want to go to the bathroom? Get a note from your doctor. My aspirin. Not here. Not now. Not ever. If you'd like to be part of the show, it's 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Yes, you can call up right now. Line up on the phones if you'd like to be a part of it. Question, comment, whatever. All the links are up. Show notes, RobertScottBell.com, including to Rob Schneider, a number of videos you'll see him talking, speaking out on this issue. Very pleased to hear that. Also, we'll talk about recovery from vaccine damage. Stephen Ewer will join us. We'll talk about the non-denatured whey protein, how that can benefit the nutrition and the recovery of children, much less adults. So, 8th anniversary, Christopher Barr coming up soon. Who viruses? The Who virus. Horton hears the Who virus. But only severely ill should be tested. This is interesting because they used to remember the swine flu and the avian flu and this flu and that flu. One flew over the cuckoo's nest. All this was going on. They claimed the virus was going to kill everybody. And then they upwardly, what would we say, exaggerated the numbers of people who died from flu to from a few hundred to a few thousand to hundreds of thousands to millions of people. It's like, what is this numbnut stuff happening in the medical field? A desperate play, a Hail Mary pass that doesn't acknowledge Mary or anybody in reality. To what? To convince you that the only way you'll stay alive is if you vaccinate yourself and your children for influenza viruses, whether they can identify them or not. Most of the time they get it wrong, but even when they get it right, we know here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that your immune system is dependent not wholly and solely on antibodies. In fact, that's a last-ditch effort. There's primary immunity, your gut ecology, every living cell, every metabolic function working optimally, your gastrointestinal system being intact. All of these things defend against so-called viral infections, which may not be, in fact, what we've been told that they are. And that is the case here. We know it isn't the virus. It's a desperate play for survival, for genetic continuance, when you are toxicologically burdened in this way. And like we saw with the ticks, the strange, mysterious neurological ailments in Leroy, New York last year, we're hearing more of it coming out this year. Are they crop dusting again at the field next to the high school? They won't acknowledge that. They still won't acknowledge that. They want to say it's transference disorder or some kind of psychiatric disorder because they don't want to acknowledge toxicology as the true cause of infection. And that the virus, the bacteria, the fungus, the germ is not the cause of disease. The pathogen is merely an innocent, I say innocent bystander in a sense. It's just like, hey, you gave it the terrain. It's party time because you polluted your body. You couldn't detoxify from the pollution. And then suddenly all kinds of havoc is created from within. Did you learn about Antoine Béchamp yet? Are you still following the religious cult of Louis Pasteur before he died? Pasteur, you know we have a Pasteurian foreign policy. That's right. Louis Pasteur is really, he should be a general at the Pentagon. Because he says, well, at least earlier before he was on his deathbed, said it was the germ that's the cause of everything and you got to kill the germs. And of course, it gave the idea to the Pentagon, to the war-making machinery that, listen, we can declare or undeclare preemptive war. We can preemptive strike people we think are going to be terrorists. Whether they're terrorists now or not, whether they will be in the future or not, it's like precognition, pre-crime. Why can we do that? Well, because the germ theory tells us we can. You never know when a germ is going to jump out of your neighbor's lawn onto you and cause some kind of disastrous disease. So based on that Pasteurian war-making policy, you can go to your neighbor's lawn and napalm it. Burn it up. Yeah, why? Your neighbor's going, what the hell are you doing to my lawn? Well, listen, I was walking by, and I just had this fleeting thought that there could be microbial terrorists in your lawn. And so I just went ahead and did myself a favor. And you too, because, look, you didn't really want that lawn, did you? It could be harboring terrorists. You didn't want to be party to that, did you? You might be indefinitely detained by the NDAA Section 1021 provision. That can indefinitely detain anybody and everybody anywhere, including here on American soil, because we have a war without end. You heard about that. The war on terror never ends. And Obama doubled and tripled down on Bush. Hello, you Obamaites. You think he's such a wonderful dude? Wonderful guy? And you want your free Obama phone? Sorry, that happened since 1997. They're trying to claim Obama's giving you free phones. That passed in 1997. I think, was Clinton still president then? Yeah, I think so. And that continued on through the Bush years as well. But they're trying to convince you, yes, poor people of America, tax eaters of America, you're getting free phones because of Barack Obama, your savior, your phone savior. No, this happened long before Barack Obama. There's an article up that talks about that on the blog today at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. John Rappaport, my dear friend, covering that all so well. Could you get pneumonia from a virus in Qatar or Saudi Arabia? I mean, what is going on with this new respiratory infection? Is it indeed new? SARS, another version of SARS, the coronavirus? We basically dismantled that many years ago. It looks like we're going to have to revisit it. Are there things that we can utilize If you are genuinely concerned about viral replication, yes. But we first and foremost must recognize that we're dealing with major league toxicological assaults here. Not only here, but abroad, all over the world. That will result in so-called pandemics. Not because the virus is so new and scary or the bacteria have gotten worse because of drugs, even though they're resistant to the drugs, but because we have become so toxic and deficient. And this is why this hour we're going to be bringing up Christopher Barr to talk about that 8 years later. Absolutely incredible what we've been able to do together by restoring nutritional integrity into your system, into and via the United States of Health Talk Radio here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Amazing stuff. See, what else we got to cover here? Probiotics for babies, cherries, and gout. Oh, my gosh, they're going to ban cherries. The FDA will have to ban cherries because another university study found that eating a cup of them after a gout attack means that 48 hours later, you're lowering your occurrence by 35%. Oh, no. Cherries, a brand new stinking drug the FDA is going to have to regulate out of existence because you cannot know that food is your medicine and that medicine is your food and that you can detoxify the uric acid via the liver with the help of cherry juice concentrates or eating organic cherries. Can't have that. Food be your medicine? Doesn't matter what Hippocrates and others have said. It only matters what the Fear and Death Administration doesn't want you to know. But as I said, not here, not now, not ever. When we come back, Christopher Barr is going to join me. We'll talk about our eight-year anniversary. Lots of whole food nutrition. Rob Snyder. That's right. You don't remember the guy from Saturday Night Live. He's speaking out. He's coming here next hour. And we're going to heal those ready to heal on the United States of Health Talk Radio. 800-259-5791. Call in now. Back after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Indeed, rocking the health world, my friends, live here on GCN. If you'd like to be a part of the program today, 800-259-5791. Rob Snyder coming up at the top of the hour, but right now, we've got an 8th anniversary special. That's right! 8 years since Christopher Barr has become a great part of the family here on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Chris is on the line. Go ahead and pot him up here so we can say welcome, welcome, my friend, and happy, happy anniversary, Chris!
Yes, happy anniversary indeed. It's just not long after my book on chromium was published and just getting off the ground, and heard you talking with Dr. Peter Duisberg on the mainstream radio. I couldn't even believe it. And had to hurry home from, I normally don't run out and about that time, but ran home to call up and talk to this man and send some emails and find out somebody who knows 8 years ago what I've been writing about for 30 years, what I call a frauds, the fraudulent nature of what they say causes AIDS or even what AIDS is. And talking to Peter Duisberg on the mainstream radio, I was just stunned and just hit it off from there, and helping you rock the health world, and so excited that you're helping me rock the world with the 100% whole food chromium and everything else that's nutritional. Because if it isn't whole food, it really isn't a nutrient. It's just a legal definition by the FDA that they've made to call 95%+ of everything on the store shelves nutrients when they're in fact derivatives of motor oil, petroleum byproducts, coal tar byproducts. You know, that's the reason they tell us cigarette smoking is bad because of coal tar.
Yes.
And that's what they make B vitamins out of, and then ground up rocks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just been great to, you know, get to know you and your family and to meet with you and see you at shows and become a friend and family.
Yes,
almost.
Yes. Well, yeah, absolutely. And Chris, your work, and I've referenced your two little books on selenium and chromium as well, and I should acknowledge as well Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, whose father, Chuck, also connected all of us and really ramped up the accessibility of so many people on the whole food realm. And I don't mean whole foods, the corporate monopoly, if you will. But no, I'm talking about the real food grown nutrients. And you can give a call to Jonathan and say thanks to him as well at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077, where we get all of our food grown nutrients from. And Chris, we got a lot of stories to cover as well. In addition to the, you know, we've talked about the AIDS frauds probably more than any other media outlet right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show for all these years. But there's so much going on. One, I talked about toxicology at the top of the hour. I talked about our Pasteurian foreign policy, this idea that we must kill things as opposed to how do we restore integrity to the entire body and then nothing untoward can live in it at that point.
Absolutely. And two things I'd just like to echo the thanks to ChooseToBeHealthy.com. You know, Chuck and now Jonathan carrying on his father's work, he was the first main commercial entity to really get behind whole food nutrition. So really, if you're getting your whole food nutrients, you need to be getting them from ChooseToBeHealthy.com and just continuing their legacy of promoting this message that so many of you have learned is the right message, is the best message. And the second thing, I just wanted to say, when we say AIDS fraud, mm-hmm. We don't mean that there isn't aren't people dying from massive immune deficiency. It's just what they're saying is the cause is completely fraudulent, not just a little off, not just remotely off, but completely wrong. And like you said, restoring nutrition is the real key to not just AIDS, but anything in health and in foreign policy, as you brought up. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How about restoration instead of destruction?
Yeah, imagine that. If you talk about the, let's say, historical context, the historical literature, whether they be considered religious texts, Bible or other things, You see references to food as medicine. You see references to even how we should live our lives, interpersonally as well as, you could say, from a global perspective. But yet we operate in this war-making machinery permanently because we are devoid of our nutritional integrity. We really lost sight of that so long ago. It's not just a 20th century phenomenon, but certainly there's evidence that goes back further. But really, it played itself out in Major League, and it's still playing itself out. The idea that we have to destroy things in order to be healthy.
Yes, and a consistent, unchanging theme in those scriptures is, can you get sweet from bitter? And, you know, we've got this whole idea of modern medicine, attack, attack, attack. And let's put poisonous, toxic drugs to restore a destroyed immune system. Let's inject infected monkey kidney pus and other noxious poisons and aluminum that's an irritant to the nervous system and mercury. And let's see if we can create health against what everything historically, scientifically, and scripturally, religiously says. Let's do it by seeing if we can get sweet health out of bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't work.
Yeah, the only way we could almost argue that it does is that suffering often brings about a change in consciousness, that we have to suffer so much before we're willing to wake up and be open to the truth and receive the healing. And that's the only thing. Again, it's a free will scenario. And so that's why we don't try to block people's free will to experience their own pain. At the same time, we'd like to offer our hand out to those that are suffering and say, here's a better way. Here's what you can do to come out of your quote-unquote dis-ease and genuinely recover.
Yes, absolutely. Restoration. You know, if you get the nourishment that the body requires, the body time and again, largely almost always, will bring about its own healing.
Mm-hmm. So if we talk about the World Health Organization claiming a brand new virus, another one, this is all about the sheep, the boy who cried wolf again. But we look at this and they say, well, only the really sick people need to be tested. Well, there's your moment of duh. I mean, you might be able to find something in a really sick person. But what does that say? Does that say that the virus caused their problem? Or does it say they're really sick already? There's other problems involved.
Yes, I always get a kick when people come around me and, well, don't you get too close. I have a cold or I have the flu. And I tell them, bring it on. You want to give me a big kiss? You can't give me what you've got because my system runs at peak efficiency and won't receive that. You know, and yet even in the health, you know, arenas, people are afraid of passing me what they have.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, you just can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and there's a lot of hypocrisy out there, too, in the political elite. The establishment across the planet will claim to be, oh, GMOs are just fine. But behind the scenes, they're actually eating organically grown foods. This has been true of Clinton. It's been true of the Bush White House. It's been true of Obama. And it's been true, evidently, of Romney. I've got an article here that says, does Romney secretly eat organically while promoting GMO foods?
Yeah, well, what was it? I heard a report that the Monsanto cafeteria has signs specifically no GMO food served in this cafeteria.
Yes.
So even the kings, the creators, the destroyers at Monsanto know better than to eat. Their employees apparently wouldn't eat in the cafeteria without that sign hanging out there.
Amazing, amazing. Christopher Barr is my guest this hour, 8th anniversary return. For Chris, since we connected here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, lots more healing to go, lots of great stories to cover. Remember, Rob Schneider coming up a little later as well. We'll talk food, grown nutrition till we're off there. We'll keep talking about it even after. Stand by, lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
Rob Snyder coming up at the top of the hour, but we got a rock and roll star in my mind, Whole Food Nutrition rock and roll star, that is. We talked about the rock star of retrovirology, Peter Duesberg, that sort of brought us together on the air, but Christopher Barr, not a doc, .org. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Please get his books on selenium and chromium. You can get them through Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077, along with much of the food-grown nutrition that we discuss here on the air. Chris, we had a great question from someone who's going, hey, wait a second, is it really food-grown? They were asking about one of the supplements we talk about often, the silica from Alta Health Products.
Yeah, you know, they keep working on the silica product because it had whey in it, a very small amount for smooth flow of the product tableting. And they kept reducing the amount. They finally got all of that out for those that are vegan. Now, it was high-quality whey, so it was never an issue, unless someone just doesn't want anything to do with dairy at all. And there are some people like that. So they've fixed that now.
Mm-hmm.
To do that, they had to bring in some specialized fibers. They're all foods, hydroproxyl cellulose. Well, cellulose is plant fiber.
Yes.
It's just a type of plant fiber. And then there's cellulose in there, and people don't know what those things are. And frankly, there is no other silica in the marketplace that you can utilize that's complete vegetal. You know, there are some herbs that are high in silicon, but they have other elements when you take large amounts that have negative effects long term. So the beauty of the Alta Health product, silicon product, is that they have taken an aqueous colloidal process to eliminate all of the small fraction of possibilities of long-term usage in high doses problems, and then to concentrate the silica into a 5-to-1 extract. So you don't have to take as much to get more than you're going to get any other way, and all complete vegetal. And, you know, I just had a man that he's a logger that turned on the whole logging community. Where I'm at up here in Arkansas, we got logging camps all over the place. And that's hard work, 10, 12 hours a day. It's literally back-breaking. You know, these people are in pain at the end of a day's work, and some of them do it for decades. And they discovered that when they heard me talking about silicon and joint health and the silica challenge, when they took that, you know, my silica protocol is to take 12 a day by taking 3 tablets 4 times a day, morning, noon, evening, and bedtime. And they found out that if they did that, not only did it reduce their pain, but they became pain-free. At the end of a day's work, they didn't hurt. And, you know, I've told people do that for 3 weeks, and then you can back it down and get on a maintenance. Well, they found out if they backed it down to like 6 a day that they had less pain and felt a whole lot better than they ever did. But then they finally figured out and started passing it around all these logging communities. Hey, if you just take 12 a day, you don't hurt at all. So why take less and hurt a little but still better feeling than you ever have when you cannot hurt at all? So these hard-working, you know, when you put that much stress on your joints, your knees, your hips, your back, your shoulders, throwing them logs around, and you get the raw materials that the body requires for strength and elasticity, which is what whole food silicon gives, then they found out, you know, and I think they told me, they figured out it cost them $1 or $2 a day, and they said, well, to them, that's worth it, not to hurt. Plus, they said they can also work longer hours and get more done and earn more money by taking 12 a day all the time. And I just tell people to do that for 3 weeks.
I can't tell you how many people suffer aches and pains at all ages now, and we see it at younger and younger ages, and they overlook completely the relationship of the entire connective tissue of the body, musculoskeletal system, and so much more to silicon. So we're going to talk about that and lots more healing like you get nowhere else in the old media. But right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we cover it straight on. Well, how do you get me? Well, robertscottbell.com, of course. I'll give you the number if you'd like to call in. If not, we'll just carry on. That's what we do here. Chris Barr continues 8th anniversary together doing this on the air. Lots of cool stuff to come. Hold on. Back after this.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. Aquapail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
All right, we're back. Robert Scott Bell Show, rocking the health world. Christopher Barr, my guest. Chris, we were just talking about the silicon and making sure, to the best of our ability, that everybody really understands what that is. So, you know, we did have a question, some hardcore listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show saying, hey, you know, but there's stuff in there in that Alta product. That, even they mentioned magnesium stearate. From what I understand, they utilize a pure vegetable form. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. People don't understand that magnesium stearate is in the food that they eat. And the key is, once again, it's the form that you get it in. And the amount that you're getting taking, if you took 12 silica tablets a day, you eat more than that in a day, in an average diet. So, and it's a vegetable form. The problems with magnesium stearate is in the, form that they manufacture and create artificially. And even that is exaggerated, although it's still a problem and certainly it'd be better to eliminate all potential problems. So stay away from the synthetic, you know, man-made magnesium stearate. And, you know, we don't want to promote magnesium stearate like it's some health compound. It's not. It's just a natural constituent of the diet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's a perspective is always in order, although when we talk about synthetic chemistry, if you will, organic chemistry, where you start combining molecules in different ways and trying to say, hey, the body doesn't see that as any different, that's still the illusion that a lot of people are under.
And it's such a lie. You know, it's like, you know, talking about the silica again, there was a news report a couple of days ago, and they ran this news report as baby boomers are wanting to climb mountains, so knee replacement surgeries are on the upswing. And I went, what? Yeah, they were promoting that the reason that knee replacements are skyrocketing is because people are retiring and they don't want to sit around. They want to be active and go mountain climbing. So they are having knee replacement surgeries. They're having knee replacement because after four generations, you know, five generations, depending on how you count, more than 100 years ago, they started cutting out the silicon from the white flour that, according to the U.S. government, is the number one component of the average American diet. And you can't form that connective tissue that keeps healthy joints and healthy skin, for that matter, without silicon. So 95% is removed from the foods that most people most commonly eat for five generations. So each generation for the last five has started out with less and less silicon and running down and out of it sooner and sooner. So we're seeing earlier and greater numbers of osteoporosis and knee replacement surgeries. It's not because they want to climb mountains. It's because they don't have the silicon that they require.
You know, I just don't remember the last time I talked to a baby boomer who said, man, you know, I really want to climb that mountain. I better go get my knees replaced. I just don't recall that. I know a lot of baby boomers.
Well, I've never known anyone who was scheduled for a knee replacement surgery that didn't cancel it when they took my silica protocol and began giving the body what's been missing, and all of a sudden their knees start functioning, and,
amazing.
Hey, my knees don't hurt anymore. I'm not going to cut those up and go through all that rehabilitation and therapy and pain because I don't hurt anymore.
Yeah,
stop
with all
those. They need nourishment.
Yeah. Exactly. The whole idea, where you're wearing out your body parts. Well, listen, if you don't replace the nutrients that are utilized and now combined with the toxicological assault utilized even more than ever to protect us, then there's a problem there. And that wearing out is going to happen not because it's supposed to happen that way, but because we are neglecting what we need to do to replenish. Now, here's the thing to replenish. How about probiotics? Big story up here. Yahoo News covered by Reuters. Probiotic for babies may not fight allergies later. And I was thinking, this is another one of those bait-and-switch stories, Chris. This is where they say, well, we gave probiotics at 1.5 to 2 years old, and they had allergies later. It's like, why aren't you giving probiotics now when they have the... I mean, this is not like probiotics, the same probiotics are staying in there for 7 years later. It's a constant movement through, and if they've been on antibiotics, if they've been vaccinated, they're wiping this stuff out all the time.
Yes, and we have all kinds of studies that document the reduction in allergies. Study after study in medical journals, not just health food store magazines. So it's a consistent finding. So one study showing, hey, we gave them once upon a time some probiotics,
yes.
And now they're not having a reduction of allergies. Well, you're right. First of all, you got to keep it going. And even more important than that, there's so much more to probiotics than just allergies. How about digesting your food? How about assimilating the nutrients from the foods that you eat? You know, how about just keeping a healthy intestinal tract and avoidance of ileocecal disease and irritable bowel syndrome? I mean, there are so many other reasons besides allergies to keep going with probiotics. It'd be like running a story or a study saying, hey, you know, we gave aspirin to people every day for 10 years, and we didn't find any less cancer.
Incredible. Stand by. We're going to come back with Christopher Barr, and we'll talk more probiotics and more food-grown healing. Rob Schneider at the top of the hour. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Hey, 2 hours a day, first day of the week. We can't do it all in that amount of time. So what do? Five additional days of the week. Beyond GCN, we go into Natural News Radio. That's right. RobertScottBell.com has all the links. Sign up for email alerts on my website at RobertScottBell.com. We got a lot of new stuff that's going to be coming up in the month of what? What is after September? October. That's right. Breast cancer, pink washing, pink army ribbon month. We're going to talk more about that as well. We've been unloading on that frequently here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. In case you missed anything, available free downloads on iTunes, Natural News Radio archives, as well as GCN, GCN Live, their archives. You can listen to anything you miss. But right now, we got to wrap it up. 8th year anniversary with Christopher Barr here. Since we connected, Chris, and it's been a great ride. Lots more people are getting well because of the information we're able to share, including now the issue on probiotics, which they're trying to dissuade you from by saying, well, if you take it as a baby, it doesn't mean you won't get allergies as an adult or a child. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. And again, it's a continuous process. We don't stop eating after infancy. or you wouldn't, not only would you not have less allergy problems, well, actually you would because you'd be dead.
Yeah, exactly.
We have walking dead running around because they're undernourished, malnourished, or hardly nourished at all. This is also the last day of Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, leading into Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And it's the same segue, Robert. Selenium, one cancer answer, 100 years and counting. You know, I can take you back 97 years ago to the first medical journal study published on selenium, not preventing breast cancer, but successfully treating breast cancer. And yet hardly anybody even in nutrition even knows that, let alone in the medical circles. So is it preventative? Yes, it's a great preventative. But if you didn't get around to preventing, which is much easier and is a lot less work, it's an effective treatment protocol. The PSA test, that's pretty much a fraudulent test, unless you're using it to gauge whether you have chronic selenium deficiency, instead of calling it a prostate-specific antigen, they should rename it prostate selenium assay. If you get a high PSA, it means your selenium is now chronic deficiency. Had a man 7 months ago, 8 months ago, his PSA was 55, he was 83 years old, and he was diagnosed by his doctor with stage 4 prostate cancer. 3 months later, he went back, because, of course, the doctor said, well, if we take out your prostate and do chemotherapy and radiation, we should be able to give you more than a year of life. He said, I'm going to try something else, and he instead followed my regimen on prostate or cancer, for that matter. He took 4 times a day, 5 innate response selenium, 3 Alta Health product silica, 1 innate response chromium, and 1 cup of Cangest tea. And he did that 4 times a day. 3 months later, he went back for a checkup. His PSA of 55 was down to 2.9. And they wrote, the son wrote to me and said, the doctors were bewildered because when they checked to see how the cancer was, they came in and said, we can't find any cancer indication or evidence anywhere. So it's normally 6 to 12 months that I see these kinds of results. And it's usually, honestly, closer to 12 months than to 6. But here was 3 months in an 83-year-old man from an outrageously high PSA to normal, mm-hmm. and stage 4 terminal prostate cancer, gone.
So what are we to learn from this, boys and girls? Take your selenium, eat your food-grown selenium, and give a call to Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com and order it right now at 866-424-1077. 866-424-1077. We'll also be talking with Stephen Huer next hour after we finish with Rob Schneider. That's the plan, because we want to talk about another food-grown source of elevating, let's say, detox pathways, much less nutrient and rebuilding. And that is, how do we produce more glutathione? We absolutely need the selenium, but there are foods that can help us to do that as well. We'll talk about a non-denatured pasture-fed whey protein product that could be good for you as well and your kids. So that's coming up. Chris, you know, we have made some progress. At the same time, one of the things we see here is only 2% of Americans evidently are exempting themselves and their kids from these childhood vaccines. So we can look at it two ways. On one way, it's like, wow, how sad, it's only 2%. On the other hand, considering all the hundreds of billions of dollars of propaganda against us, 2% is pretty good.
I would say 2% is probably doubling in the last 8 years since we've hooked up what it used mm-hmm. to be.
Yes, it is. I mean, that's the thing. It is, and they're aware of it on the pharmaceutical side of things, because they're desperate here, like with the AB2109 that I'm going to talk to Rob Schneider about, that wants to be able to say, if you want to exempt your kids, you're just going to have to go through us. That's our licensed doctors, and then maybe, just maybe, we'll sign off on your exemption, but maybe not.
Yeah, what happened to freedom? You know, America, the land of the free, to do as you're told, home of the brave new world.
Mm-hmm. That is indeed what we're dealing with, and I think the people that are seeing through it are what? They're eating food that actually has nutrients in it. They're finding ways to avoid, for instance, the fluoride in many of the municipally treated city water systems. That also dampens and weakens the will, that even if you can identify something being wrong, you don't have a lot of energy and will to do anything about it.
And again, it's the wrong form. It's a synthesized, it's a toxic waste byproduct of aluminum production, sodium mm-hmm. fluoride, not the calcium fluoride that would be beneficial. So again, they use the wrong form, and with great detriment to all of humanity.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got a lot more work to do, Chris, as evidenced by the only 2% number. We are inclined to say, yes, it's probably doubled over the last 8 years since we connected. But there's a lot more information or misinformation still coming out. But it is not working in the same way it once did. And that's at least in part due to your efforts, the efforts we see at Natural News, what we're doing here at Robert Scott Bell and robertscottbell.com, getting the word out, because the freedom to be well is not something that they want to, quote unquote, grant you. But you don't wait for it to be granted. You take it. You live it. And that's the message here. Don't ask for permission where none is required. And when it comes to your health, it's never required.
That's right. And I see at Natural News, they got an article on the high cost of drugs. Mm-hmm. So this is $20,000 a year. Hey, for 80% less, you could get a bottle of chromium, selenium, and silica for every family member, and you'd be Whoa. Way ahead.
Well said. Chris Barr, my dear friend, we got lots more healing to do. We got Rob Schneider coming up after the news at the top of the hour. Thank you for helping me remind me, you, everybody. What is it? What is it that I say here? The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, the Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals, are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.